Rabbeinu Tam has a lot to say about Ma'ariv Shlashta. We focus specifically on two things Rabbeinu Tam said. The first was in Dir Maschel Gufa, and the second was Dir Maschel Tanayim. The first question was, do you need Das HaLove or Das HaNifkad for Ma'ariv Shlashta to work? The second one was, is there a possibility of Mechilas Amalda? Why Mechir Shtaris there is, he paskin, the Gemara's discussion, we talked about Mechir Shtaris, even though the Malva sold it away, Chazar Mechalov, he goes back and forgives it, it's Machal. Not a nice thing to do. Likely not a legal thing to do. He may be liable to pay for the results, but the Mechila is valid. The Mechila worked. The Chov disappeared. He may have to deal now with his lokeach, but the mechila works. Does mechila work by a ma'amid shloshtan? So he said, what are Rabbeinu Tam say? So he said, when it comes to the das halov, Rabbeinu Tam said, not necessary. That was the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and Tosus and the Riva. And which other Rishon agreed? Which other Rishon agreed? The Rosh. Good. Yeah. Who else?
The Rishon Kisav, yeah.
Oh, good. Right. The Ramban. Ramban had agreed. The Rosh. Right. Not necessary. Who needs the Lover? Whereas the Ritva times two, he said it is necessary. Right? Okay, Machlokes. So the Ritva disagrees. And the Ritva had explained. Because it's Hakna Delove. The Ritva had explained very clearly. I think that what's really happening is that the Lova is making the Kenyan. The Malva has to give him the access to do it. Lova can't on his own, obviously. I can't borrow money from Elisha. Well, I'm mixing roles too much. I can't borrow money from Natan, and then I the Lova, cannot dictate to Natan, I'm going to pay someone else instead. Obviously, I can only do it if Natan gives me the opening, but you have to leg to that line. In the Ritva, obviously the Malva is giving the opening, the Malva is giving the Lova access, but the one who's actually making it happen, the Ritva says, is the Lova. The Malva opens the door, he says, I'd like you to pay Ploni instead. That's not making it, that's opening. The Lova says, yes. And the Lova says, yes, that's when things switch. The Ritva says, of course you need Das HaLova, he's the main driver. Presumably the other tzad, using the Ritva's terminology, we say it's Hakana the Malva. So Malva's the one who's doing everything. So you don't need the Das HaLove at all. The Love is, when I sell a car, a car doesn't have to agree. Even if it's an AI car, the car doesn't have to agree. The car is not party to the kidney. The car is an object of the kidney. So obviously, the Love is a human being with human dignity, the temple of kin. But in terms of this transaction, Tosis Ramban say, it's not up to him. It's a deal between the Malva and the new Malva. That's it. By the way, it happens all the time. Not to say Ma'amid Shloshtan, but loan transfers without the agreement or even involvement of the Lova happens all the time. You take a mortgage, you buy a house, you take a mortgage from a bank to buy a house, then you get something in the mail a few months later that we've transferred your loan to the following new bank. Happens all the time. That's part of the way the modern mortgage business works. There's certain banks that their niche is they're originators. They make loans, but they don't service the loans long term. What they like to do is they make the loan and then they sell it off to some other bank. Happens all the time. They don't ask me. I'm the borrower. Now, obviously, I'm involved. I have to know who to write checks to, but I don't get to decide. It's okay. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, say, yeah, it's the same thing by Ma'amid Shloshtan also. You have to be there, but you don't have to agree. We just need your presence. Okay. The problem was, then the second issue of Mechilas HaMalveh, So here the Ramban, the Ramban was the one who said, Yochel Limchel. Yeah, the Malva can still be Mochel. As opposed to Ramatam and the Rosh, going Tosis, and the Ritva, who both say, cannot be Mochel. Cannot be Mochel. My Mishloshin is stronger than the Chir Stars. Okay. The problem is, here's a Rav Tam, here's a Rav Tam. And it looks like these two issues are related. It looks like these two issues are related. The first issue had to do with, is the loaf of the driver or the malva of the driver? Here also, how involved is the malva? The malva of the driver, and he still keeps some connection. The loaf is the driver, the malva is out of the picture. So the Ritva is consistent, beautiful. The Ritva says in issue number one, you need the das halova. In issue number two, the malva is cut out. It can all be mocha. Okay, that's consistent. Haknah the malva. The Ramban is also consistent on the other side. He says you don't need the das halova, and subsequently the malva can still be mocha. So that's geraldic. Haknah the malva. The problem is the Rav Tam is sort of mixing and matching here. So that's where we left off yesterday. Well, let's try Rav Tam. We left off yesterday is maybe ma'orer a little bit the larger question of how what exactly is my mishloshin doing? What's the point? You have this, particularly if you say you don't need das halova, so you need a lova to be there. It's like interesting. Sorry, that's the way Chazal set up the kinyan, maybe. So that's one question you might have.
Why do you need the presence of the lova? Obviously, the first question you have is a steer of Ben Tam. And we might also want to think about how this mechila works. Why do you need nochachas halove? Why do you need the lova's presence? And you might ask, why does mechila ever work? B'chol strange. I mean, we're discussing on the assumption that when you sell a loan, the original malva can still be could be mochel. So it's my mishloshin like there, not like that. But that itself is strange. The Gemara says it, but it's odd. What do you guys? I can't sell you a car. If I sell you a car, I know we don't have any rights to the car. I can't sell you my house. Then when you decide to make extension, I say, no, my family lived in that house for 150 years. You have no right to touch it. I sold the house. I'm done. I lost my rights. I might feel bad. Maybe you want to be sensitive to me. But I have no rights. I sold the house. I'm gone. If I sell you a shtar, and then I can still be mochel. It's not nice to. It's not right to. But I have the capacity to be mochel. Chalas. Curious. And my mishosh is the handle, yes, yes or no. So those are the steer and the otam. The otam seems to be straddling. What's the nature of my mishosh done? Then you have the question of, well, bachla, why do you need nochachas halove? Why you need my mitzvah? What's with the presence of the lover? And what's with the mechila? What's with the mechila? Take a look at the Rush. I think he gives us the Rush on the second. We had yesterday seen the Rush parallel in the first Tosis about the Das Halova. He laid out, he expanded, elaborated on the Tosis's more brief presentation. Let's take a look at the way he expands on mechila's hamal that he adds not so long. But he adds a lot. Very rich, and I think it's going to help us. Let's take a look at this. It was back in the Rush, on our Sugya, Perek Aleph, Simen Yud, Zayin. Perek Aleph, Simen Yud, Zayin. Amenem and Akuk. Kukahayim and Rosh, Rabbi Yisrael, if you have an old-fashioned Gemara like me, you're going to find that the pagination of the Rush continues the pagination of the Gemara itself. And you're on Daf Sadi Dalit Amud Beis. There are four Amudim on each page of Rush. There's column one, column two, column three, column four. So what we usually call the first side of the page, but there are two Amudim on each side of the page. So here we are in Simen Yud Zayin. If you have the old fashioned Gemara, you're near the top of the second column. If you have a newfangled Gemara, maybe the best landmark is you're halfway
between the pay and the tzadi of the carbon azam. Vinira. Imchazer makalo in a mocha. Kedarko, you get started what you expect, and then he adds. He says, it seems to me that mechila does not work. Okay? Like a man talks it. Apa got the kailan kishmuel, he unpacks a little bit. We do pass in like the amor shmuel, as we typically do in the world of dina mamas. Shmuel said, amor shachavu chadeir chazer makalo. Mocha. Shmuel said in your classic, when Countrywide sells my promissory note, my mortgage note documents to Chase, so Countrywide, Shmuel says, still has the right to be mochel the chog to me directly. Hacha ino yachol imcha, but here not, that's a rush, like a man Tom, back to Ritzvah. Cannot be mochel. Is it a proof? A proof of the Gemara Kiddush. Tosis called that as well. From the nuance of the shock of the Torah there, you get the impression that at least Balya Tosis got the impression. The nuance of the shock of the Torah, if the Gemara had different ways of interpreting a single memra, so if you do the cheshbon, it seems like by my mishloshan does not lend itself to nechid. The Gemara doesn't explain why. Just if you cheshbon the Gemara, it seems like the Amaran, the Gemara, we're assuming there's no option to do Mechila in the Maimon Shloshim. But why? So here the Rosh adds. Skip down a few lines. At the Tzadi of the Karban Asam. Alma de Ein Yachal Limcha. So you see from that Gemara, for now we'll elide over the details of the Cheshbon. You see from that Gemara that you cannot be mochel. You see from that Gemara that if the cheshbon of the Gemara that went to do a Maimon Shloshtan, you know for sure, the new person knows for sure that he or she can collect the debt. The old Malva apparently has no capacity to ruin it. Why? Here the Rosh adds. The Hayinu Taima, again, right after the Tzadi of the Karban Asana. You know why? Ein Yochel Limcha. He says, Kevin Dahayu Shloshtan in Maimon Echad. All three of them were together. There was a meeting of all three together. Ah, so he's already touching on why you need all three together. What's the lova doing there? Nistalek shibud hamalva me'al halova. Since they're all together, the shibud that the malva has on the lova disappeared. Remember we spoke a while ago about the shnei shibudim. When I take a loan, and particularly a milva bishtar, there are two different shibudim. The core shibud is that I lend you money, you owe me money. You personally, your goof, not your fingers and toes, but your goof as in your person. You have a personal obligation to me. You better pay me back. And if you can't, you don't ask me to pay me back, you're gonna have to get a job, do something, borrow from someone else. You owe me money. You have a personal obligation. Shibud hagun. Number two is sometimes also a shibud nafasa. Sometimes, in addition to the fact that you personally owe me money, said especially when you have a mill of the star, your real estate also owes me the money. So if you can't come through, that's how I can go into the Nechasim Meshubadim. Nechasim Meshubadim, the property, the real estate that you own, the car that you own, the time of you took the loan, is going to back you up, it's going to guarantee you. Someone wants to open the windows, by all means. We'll be doing a chesed for many people simultaneously. Thank you so much. Ben Amachadera and Ben Amamakam, enabling our comfort, you're enabling our Talmud Torah Shtoyah. Ah, wow. Immediate results. And now you can look back in the rush. Since they're all three together, the Shibud disappears from the Lotha. V'afil Shibud Agub Shaya Malva Mishtabed Lo Shai Lov Mishtabed Lo Malva. The personal obligation the Lotha had to the Malva, Paka, it's gone. And now it transfers, the Shibud Aguf switches into a Shibud Aguf to the new creditor. The first fellow has no rights over the Lova whatsoever. And that's why he cannot be Mocha. Classic Moshe Mocher Shtar Chov Shelo b'fnei halova. Classic Melchor Shtarcho, there is Mechila, that the lova isn't present. One bank just talks to another bank and sells my debt from bank A to bank B. I'm not even there. What does it matter that I'm not there? Okay, very dramatic. You're not there. Shelo b'fnei halova, so what? Okay, it's not my Mishloshim, it's some other kingdom. Mechila Shtaris. Therefore, Hashivut Shish Lamalva al Gufo Shalova Ein Kinyan Nispas Bola Knos Oso Shibula Lokaya. The Shibur HaGuf, the personal obligation that the borrower has to the lender, Kinyan doesn't work on it. It's not a Dabar Nispas for Kinyan. And therefore, it cannot be transferred to the new guy. That's why Hilkan, therefore, Mishar Zechus Lamalva Do. The Shibur, when I sell a star, when bank A, when lender A sells my shtar to lender B, and now I have to write checks from now on to lender B, the Rosh says, what just happened? What did you sell? I gave you a shtar. I handed the shtar over, we wrote another shtar mecher on the shtar ho. What happened? The Rosh says, you know what happened? What happened? What I sold is the sheep and the chassid. That's something that you can sell. And specifically sell with a shtar. You remember we spoke about this a while ago. What's the definition of shibur nechassim? What is a shibur nechassim? What is a shibur nechassim? It's a partial ownership in the karka. And I just lent you money with a shtar chov. It's now I'm a shutov, I'm a partner in your karka. Like Declan Perelson that we discussed this some time ago. I have very limited rights. I own it with respect to the capacity to satisfy my loans. I can satisfy obligations by taking your car. So if it ever turns out that you personally can't pay me, the Shibur HaGuf isn't working, you wish you could pay me, you have no money left, so I'll take your karka. I'll take your karka, that becomes, that activates my ownership in the karka. Shibur Nechassim is a partial ownership, an equity in the real estate. Shibur Nechassim means I own a chelik in your real estate. The lender owns a chelik in the borrower's real estate. In such a way that will be activated if the borrower defaults and doesn't pay back his loan. Shibur Nechassim is something that you can buy and sell. The lender owns a stake, a piece of the borrower's karka. That's something you could sell to someone else with a kinyan shtar. Beautiful. One of the classic ways of selling karka, the kinyan shtar. You could sell karka outright, 100%. I own a house, now you own it, with a kinyan shtar mecher, shtar matana. Or here, I'm not a full owner, the lender doesn't fully own the borrower's house. He has a little sliver of ownership with respect to gevia. Shibur, partial ownership. To whatever extent the original lender owns the borrower's karka, that shibur nechassim, he'll sell his partial ownership to the new guy. So Mechira Shtaros is a classic kinyan with a shtar, a transfer of something that's viable and sellable. What's viable and sellable? Karka, right? You can sell karka with a shtar, fully sell karka with a shtar, partially sell karka with a shtar. When you do Mechira Shtaros, what's happening? Says the Rosh, what's happening is you're selling karka. I own karka, now you own karka. I own the shibur nechassim, you own the shibur nechassim. When you do mechira shtaros, what do you transfer? The shibur nechassim. Can you sell the shibur haguf? Again, it's like selling brotherhood. It's like selling the color blue. It's like selling the davar shel bal ha'olam. It's as the Rush said explicitly, the lamdasha terminology is fantastic. It gives you goosebumps. He says, the shibur haguf ain't kinyan nisbuzbo. The king can't grab that. It's intangible. I have a personal obligation to you. I owe you money. There's nothing to sell. There's no item. There's no asset that you're selling. I have a chov to you. You can't sell that. It's a chov. It's a source. It's not a thing. Shibur nechassim is a thing. Shibur nechassim is partial ownership in the lov is karka. That's true. So the Rosh is saying, you know why that mysterious din, our question number three on the board, that mysterious din, the Chazar of Machalo Machu, why is that Mocha Shachor V'Chadero, how is it the Malva still came off of the Chol? I sell you a car, I don't have any rights to anymore. I sell you my house, I can no longer tell you, you know, not to make an extension, not to make an expansion, not to repaint, not to change the color. So how come I sell you a chov, I can still be mochel it? So the Rosh says, I'll tell you why.
You know why? You know why? Question number three. Why does mechila work by a shtar chov? So the Rosh says, I'll tell you why. The Rosh says, because he's mocher rak shibud chasim. When you sell a shtar, there's no way to transfer the shibud aguf. I didn't sell it to you fully. I sold you my rights to his karka. But I didn't sell you his personal obligation to me. That's not saleable. It's not something you can do a kinyan on. So he owes me the money, but you have the rights to his karka in case he defaults. Okay, so I can't collect his karka. But if I'm mochel v'chov, his obligation is still to me. So if I'm mochel v'chov, the whole thing falls apart. Once there's no shibud aguf, the shibud chasim is irrelevant. Shibud chasim only serves as a backup to shibud aguf. That's why
this whole strange din of mechila still works. By the way, we saw this earlier in the year. When we originally were introduced to the idea of Shibud Aguf, Shibud Nechasim, it was the context of Aran and Ksuvas, who was explaining, Hikor Rabbeinu Tam said, Shnei Shibudim. What was Rabbeinu Tam's point? The context there was, this din, why? Mysterious. I sold you the chov, but yet I can still be mochel. Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, here's the mechanics. There are really two parts to the chov, and I can only sell you the second part. I can only sell you the shibud hachasim, but I can't sell you the shibud aguf. This is classic. Notice Rabbeinu Tam. It's Rabbeinu Tam called by the Ran in Ksuvos. Rabbeinu Tam called by the Rosh here in Gittin. It's also Rabbeinu Tam by the called by the Ran here in Gittin. We'll come to it in a moment. So the Rosh says,
So if I understand why it is that by mocher shachov l'chaveir achazim l'chalam mocher,
yeah, because you can only sell the shibud achaz, you can't sell the shibud aguf. Oh. So how come I'm now? So now we can speak. Now we can speak in a more nuanced way. Now we have what to talk. Now we have the tools to discuss this. So why is Rabbi Shloshtim different? If that's the pshat, if the reason why mocher shachov l'chaveir achazim l'chalam mocher is because when I was originally mocher, I was the only mocher, the shibud achasim, but I couldn't be mocher, the shibud aguf. I can't do a kinishtar and shibud aguf. Oh, but my ma'im shloshtim, you cannot be mocher. So what does that tell you? That ma'im shloshtim, apparently, you are transferring the shibud aguf. Why are you transferring? How? Why or how? Oh, so now look back at the Rosh. The Rosh was telling us the whole time. He kept stressing, now read the Rosh. Now read the Rosh of Isa. Nachamo. Said, again from the Osari. Over here, Rabbeinu Tam held that you cannot be mocha. My mitzvah done, the valve was cut out. Why? I know time of why. He says, came was the very first thing he said. Came and shlushed them in my mitzvah. Since they were all there. And what's the chidush? All three of them, who's likely to otherwise be missing? The valve. Because normally, all you need is the two parties. The old valve and the new valve. But you have the lo, the Kiddush, my Rosh, you have the lova is there. Why is the lova there? So the Rosh explains. When the lova is there, since the lova is there, nistalek shibra mavni al halova. The presence of the lova, the Ritva understood the presence of the lova because the lova needs to agree and make this happen. The Rosh is saying something different. The presence of the lova is necessary to switch the shibud. The mechanic to what's happening is the lova is there, then we can actually, lova doesn't have to agree, but if the lova is there, we can actually switch his shibud to the new guy. Okay. But he has to be there. How does it work? Ultimately, pilchasa, well, time. Taktik du chazal. But it doesn't work with the classic rules of kinyan. Mocher shachov is a normal kinyan. It's a classic kinyan shtar, maybe with added bells and whistles. Two shtaris, you hand over the original shtar chov plus the right shtar mechira. But that's more or less a kinyan shtar. Seems like a kinyan shtar plus a kinyan meshicha or something. But it's classic kinyan working with the normal rules of kinyan. more or less. So something that nitan lekinyan, like a shibud nechayim, a partial ownership in karka, you can sell. Shibud aguf is not an asset, not a thing, not an object that you own that you can sell. So mechir shtaris doesn't operate on shibud aguf. Maimed shloshten is a new special takana drabon. Chazal said, if you actually have a lova present, so then you can, in the presence of the lova, you can change his settings, so to speak. Press the gear button, right? Open settings. You're actually going to change, so to speak, the settings of the lova. The lova had a personal obligation to me. Now I'm going to change the status of the lova. I'm not being matna, a thing. I'm changing the status of lova. The lova used to be meshubah to me. Now in his presence, I'm telling Elisha, keep our role separate. I'm telling Yisrael David, I had lent money to Ezra. Ezra has a shibud aguf to me. If Ezra's not there, all I can sell is shibud nechasim, because that's a davar shamash. But if Ezra's there, the new takana, if Ezra's there, I can tell Yisrael David, see that fellow over there, Ezra? We're switching his shibud from me to you. Now his shibud aguf is to you, instead of to me. If you read the Rosh carefully, I think it's clearly what he's saying. Because he keeps saying, he says, even the Shibud Aguf switches, that's what he says again a line later. Ein Nechila So Klum. The Nechila is nothing. Even the Shibud Aguf switched over, so of course, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of the mechanics of Chazon V'Chol V'Machol, that by Mechira Shtaris what's happening is the Shibud Aguf never switches. Ah, but here it switches. He said, why? Because there was Shlosh Tam Alayim Adakha. And then he doubles down. But Mokar Shacho, Shalom Bifnei Halov. The Lov is not there. All this is a regular kinyan. So then the Shibud Hagov ain't kinyan ispasbach. Ain't kinyan ispasbach. Hilkav Nishas Rufa Malbavah, Mechilas and Mechilas. But once again, he says, and how is this working? The presence of the Lov, all of a sudden, I'm not just being makna an item. A dominus was the Kenyan to Yisrael Dov. That's not in the character, the Shibud Hagov. I'm actually changing the settings on the Lova. I'm changing the Hishtabdus of Ezra from being to me into a Hishtabdus to Yisrael David. The Maimon Shloshtan Ikra Kenyan, Hilkos the time. How did it work? They created something that doesn't follow the normal rules. Once again, this is aligned with the Tveras Yaakov we saw 2 days ago. It's not just like a detail, it's a new kinyan. It's like, there's no time, it means it's like, it breaks the structure, the ideas of kinyan, basic categories of thought of kinyan. It's a dover that's not neat on the kinyan. I'm transferring shibud haguf. There's no time. So what's the rationale for it? Is that I understand why Chazal wanted it. And so then here he comes back to that person who's dollar. Mishum takonas hashuk. They created this rule breaker. They created this unprecedented type of phenomenon that I can actually not just be makna a chepet, but change the nature of a shibud, change a third party's ishtabdus. They talk about a shuk to keep markets smooth. Why? The mishakona, now let's understand that as well. Mishakona zorin the other most. I want to buy. I'm at market, I want to buy merchandise, I don't have cash. So nowadays we have checks and credit cards. What were the checks and credit cards of the old days? I want to pay you, but I don't have liquid cash right now. So how do I do that? The answer is, well, Aryeh owes me money. So I want to transfer Aryeh's debt to me into Aryeh's debt to Natan. Because I want to buy $10,000 of Persian rugs from Natan. You don't know, huh? I want to buy $10,000 worth of rugs, but I don't have liquid cash. So what am I going to do? So nowadays, I would say, here's a check, which means here's a note that allows you to go to my bank and get money from them. Okay? Or I give you a credit card, which means now the bank is going to pay you, and then I'm going to owe the money to the bank. Back in the old days, I would actually bring my bank. I would bring my lova. I'll bring Aryeh, if I can bring Aryeh over to Natan, I'll say, Natan, Aryeh owes me money, now he owes it to you. And that's the check or credit card of yesteryear. I don't actually have to have the cash. Aryeh doesn't even owe me the money yet. I can't say, hey, pay me your $10,000. I'll say, I borrowed the money from you last week. I only owe you in a month from now. I don't have to pay you now. I say, no problem. Just come with me. Don't pay me now. Just come with me. and I'll bring Aryeh, my love is my checkbook. Aryeh, my love is my credit card. I bring him to the fellow I want to get scholar from, and I'm paying Natan for the rugs instead of with cash. I'm paying him by giving him a chok. So that's what the Rosh says. That's the rationale. The reason why Chazal wants to do this is I want to buy schora, I want to buy merchandise. Then the other knows the one who wants to buy the schora doesn't have cash, so instead he'll bring his lova. Mamida into Bachovo. I'll bring Natan to Arya, I'll bring Arya to Natan. The ain't sorry for having to not know the Kenyan. You don't have to do a Kenyan, which may mean a suitor. And Kenyan wouldn't work anyways. I've Kenyan no higher no lick no salva. So it's just a hishtabdus hagup, as it goes on to say. And they had to create this way, otherwise it wouldn't help. The whole point is I need to be able to buy property. If I would give you a credit card from a company that often, this is a credit card company that often doesn't pay its merchants, no merchant will take it. And unless they can rely that we know, if I know Visa is good to its word, I'll take Visa. If I know American Express will always pay me, I'll take him as a storekeeper, I'll take American Express. Use some funny card from Rwanda, are they going to pay me? The Crown Prince of Nigeria issued a Crown Prince of Nigeria, who's famous for millions of scam emails. That's Crown Prince of Nigeria. So if I have a credit card that says the Crown Prince of Nigeria, and no storekeeper is going to take that, they don't know if they're going to rely on it. So if my Mishlashta and Mito Mechila, no storekeeper would accept the my Mishlashta. You're going to bring Ari over, and then 10 minutes later, you're going to mocha the whole home. It has to be, they had to set it up that way. The purpose of my Mishlashta, the purpose of Mechila Shtaris was to create a credit market, to allow people to sell debt. But the purpose of my instruction isn't really about selling the debt. It's really about making the debt, monetizing the debt, so I can use it to buy merchandise. So then it has to be as good as money. It has to be as good as cash. It has to be totally reliable. That's what Chazal said. Okay, so we understand why Chazal wanted to design something that transnally shiba aguf in the shiba nechas. So now let's take a step back. The Rush said a lot, but let's think about what he said. Said a lot that if you think about it, read carefully, learn carefully, think about it thoroughly, is a very coherent picture. The Rush is saying the mystery of Shiva Nechasim, of Maimon Shloshta, Stina Man Tams, what do you need the Lova there for at all? And how does Mechila doesn't work here, Mechila does work by Mechira Shtaris? He says, yeah. Rabbi Tam would say, Absolutely. It's not really a hakana de lova or a hakana de mal. And every time it says to the mitzvah, you're bothered, every time seems to be straddling two sides of the chakira. Nafkin number one, he's on this side of the chakira, nafkin number two, he's on that side of the chakira. You got the wrong chakira. The mitzvah assumed that this is a hakna. Oh, who's, I think, once it's a hakna, so the question is, who's the makna? Is the kinyan being driven by the lo? That can be driven by the malva. Oh, machlik is the mitzvah and his grand rabbi, the Rambam. But the Rush is saying, Rabbeinu Tam would say, you're starting wrong. There's option three. It's not a hakna at all. It's a third box. Is what it really is a siluk hashibur. It's not a kinyan. Mechira shtaris is a kinyan on character. This isn't the kinyan. Chazal weren't sure. We use the word kana loosely here. Kenyan shabbatineu kana. It's not really a kinyan. It's a new creature that Chazal created. It doesn't work with the category of kinyan. It's a way of changing the setting of a guf halova. You're changing his hishtabdus from me to you. How does it work? It doesn't correspond to anything. It's not really such a called ticker von Kender ticket. That's essentially what we're saying. Hilchos Lo Taima doesn't correspond to the classical categories of king. Chazal create a king drop on of Agav. Chazal create maybe a king drop on of Mashiach. Okay, so it's a new drop, a new Ma'aseh Kinyan, but it works in the same way as the Ma'aseh Kinyan Minat Torah work. But this is the Hilchos Lo Taima. This is like a whole new type of thing, whole new category. It's a Sila Kashibah. Silka Shibra Guf. Gevalt. Okay. So that's why, on the one hand. On the other hand, you don't need the lova to agree, but you do not need the lova there, not because he's an active participant, but because he's the one that we are, metaphorically speaking, doing financial surgery on. We're opening him up and changing his settings. We're pressing the gear button. We're changing his settings instead of being Meshubba to me, Meshubba to you. So of course we have to have him there. And that's the way Chazal Masakim. You can do a seal kashibud. You can change the lovas and shabdas in his presence. He has to be there. That's right. And in his presence, you make the statement to the new fellow. I say to Natan, in the presence of Aryeh, Natan, Aryeh is now Meshubba to you instead of Meshubba to me. Totally. Shibra Guf switch. Shibra Guf. Not just a Kenyan. So on the one hand, you don't need the lovas das. It is the malva is the driver. But the malva is not being makna something where I could imagine he's makna part, not the rest. No, the whole essence of it is that he's being masalik the shibud haguf. The main point is it's a seal the shibud haguf and the shibud nechasim is traveling along. The shibud mechir shtaris is a transfer of shibud nechasim. So on the one hand, the malva is totally out. He can't be mocha. On the other hand, the malva is the one who's initially driving it. And here's the final coup de grace. The final wrap-up is, let's take a look at that Ron we had mentioned. I mentioned before, this discussion about Rav Dan Tam, the same shot. And why is it that by Mechir Shtaris, Chazal Mechal HaMachal, it says the Rush here, says what we raised earlier in the year, the Ron and Ksuba's quote, Rav Dan Tam. The reason why Chazal Mechal HaMachal is because of the Shnei Shibudim. Now look at the Ron. We had seen the Ron and Ksuba, so let's look at the Ron here and get it. Corresponds to where we're at. Is Gimel Yudalit. The bottom of Hey Mizbeis B'daf Yerif. Your muscle the Ikka. A lot going on the Ran. You have the time today to see so much going on. Let's take a look just at the first few lines of Your muscle the Ikka. We'll discover something fascinating. Ikka man dam avagav the time along Kishmuel. Someone holds. Who's that someone? Well, someone holds that even though by this year Shtaris, the Malva can still be Mokal, but by Mitzlosh and any of them. Who's that someone?
Evan Tam.
Mitzvah. Ron was a generation due after Mitzvah. Okay. Why? He says, well, you have to know what's the reason for the din of Shmuel to know what's going on here. He says, well, there are two reasons for the din of Shmuel. You should know, he says, there are two reasons for the din of Shmuel. O mishum de mechir ashtar is derabanan, kidas harish, the kasu kein bitzubis, or rubal vasra. O, if you saw it in a tam, shnei shibudim yesho lomal ba'alalova, shibra gofer shibra vasra. Aha. That's fascinating. Rabbeinu Tam is not the only explanation for why Chazal Mechal HaMachal by Mechir HaShtaris. The other explanation, the older explanation from a couple generations before Rabbeinu Tam is the Rif. The Rif said, you know why there's you know why Mechir HaShtaris is weak, and even though you're Mocha the Shtar, you could still the Malva could still double back and be Mocha the Chol to Lova. You know why the Malva could still be Mocha? Rabbi Tam said, oh, because of Lotus, because he only sold him this piece and sell that. Oh, he sold him the Chiras Shiva Nahaz, he didn't sell him the Shiva Nahaz. The Rif says, because it's Rabbanon. The Chiras Taras is Rabbanon. All the Chiras Taras is Rabbanon. So Chazal built in, when they created the Chiras Taras, they built in Meirosh, that's not absolute.
Huh. I understand the Rabbanon very well.
If you say that the reason why Chazal Mechal HaMachal is simply because Mechir HaShtaris is Rabbanan, my Mishlashtan is most definitely the Rabbanan. Why does Mechilu work my Mechir HaShtaris? One answer A, is the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, because you're selling the Shibu Nechazim. But the other answer is Rif, that's because it's Rabbanan. So if you say that, so then Rabban is like the Rif. the Rif's understanding of Mechila. But the Rebbeinu Tam is Meshitasa. So it works out beautifully. Rebbeinu Tam had an approach to the Sugya that was built on several assumptions. We have, and now let's pull the pieces together. So we have a mysterious din. The Gemara itself tells us it's mysterious. And the Tzaddik Sakhar will explain more. Hilchot Lotayma means that this din of mine, but Shloshtan, like, breaks the categories of normal din of mamonos. It breaks the categories of normal kinyan. It breaks the categories of normal kinyan. The question is, what are the details of how it works? So, the Ramban seems to have understood that Chazal created a new funny kinyan for selling chov. A new funny kinyan for selling chov. The Malva is selling the chov. If you have a Mayim Shloshtan, you don't need to have a shtar. Mayim Shloshtan works. He's selling it. It's a Mechira Durabanan. It's a kinyan Durabanan. So you don't need the lova. Lova is not, it's just an object in the context of this kinyan. Lova is shibudim, or an object. Lova isn't the driver. So you don't need the Rabban, so you don't need das halova. Hakna de malva, the Rabban says. The malva is being makhtan. Why is it that Rabban thinks on the second issue he can still be mochel? So number one, b'chlal, the malva is the driver. Not shocking that the malva still retains some ownership, particularly since the Rabban seems to be lying with the Rif. The reason why Chazim Achal Amach by Mechir Ashtaris is because the whole Mechir Ashtaris is on a drop on him. My Mishlosh is most definitely a drop on him. Okay. So the whole, this is a super drop on him. Hilchot Lotayma. So yeah, it works a little bit, but the Malva still retains something. So Malva is doing a weak Kenyan drop on him. So you don't need the Das Halov, you need Das Malva, and the Malva retains some ownership. The Ritva says, no. Ritva fundamentally adopts the same approach as his Rebbe's Rebbe the Ramban. Ritva says it's a hakna, but it's actually a hakna on the lova's part. The malva gives the lova the opening to agree and actually drive this forward. The malva has to open, but the lova is the one who's actually, you know, the main course. The malva is the introduction. The lova is the guest of honor. So number one, the Ritva is you need the das halova. And when the lova is makna the chov, he's makna the chov totally. It's akna of the chov, and it's a total akna. So that's the Ramban on the one hand, and the Ritva on the other hand. Akna the malva, akna the lova. And then we have a third approach. We have Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam is breaking the mold and saying it's not hakna the malva, it's not a hakna the lova, it's not a hakna at all. It's not a hakna at all. And it's built on Rebbeinu Tam's other shita. Rebbeinu Tam's shita in my Mishlashtan is built on his nuanced understanding of chov that already expresses itself in the context of mechir shtaris. Mechir shtaris chaz mechal macho. The Rif had said, yeah, because it's Rabbanan, so it's a weak kinyan. Right? Tam said, no, it's not because it's a weak kinyan, because it's a partial kinyan. There are two components to the chov. You can only sell one. You can only sell shib nechastim. Shib el gufa zanit in the kinyan. There's no object. It's just the hishtabas. Shib nechastim is an ownership in karka that you can sell. Oh. So he says, you know what's going on here? Once you have that nuanced understanding that there are two parts to a chov, there's a personal obligation, and then there's the karka. They're both called shibud, they're different types of things. Shibud aguf is a hishtabdus, it's an obligation, it's something about me. Shibud achasim is ownership in karka. So then I understand the mechira shtaris is a classic kinyan. Maybe drabanan, maybe not, but a classic kinyan, which therefore only works on shibud achasim. What's going on here is that Chazal created Hilchas Lotayma, Mamish Hilchas Lotayma. They create a new type of thing, a siluk, or a hafkah, if you like, maybe is even a better word, a hafkah of the shibud. It's a shibud removal. It's what I just used. It's an eraser. You can erase the shibud and then create a new shibud. It's a new guy. Or you're transferring the shibud. However you want to think about it. Further nuance. But Rebbeinu Tam says, this isn't kinyan. We use the term kinyan kind of loosely. This isn't kinyan. This is a siluk, a hafkah, a ha'ataka of the shibud. You actually operate on a shibud aguf. Oh. So that we understand. The lova isn't making decisions. You don't need his das, but you need his nochechut. You need his presence because it's only in his presence that Chazal gave the Malva this new magical power to change the Lova's Hishtabdus.
So, and once he does that, so there's no Mechil left.
The Malva goes and does something remarkable to Lova, changes, turns the dial, changes the Malva, the Lova's Hishtabdus from being pointed towards the Malva into being pointed to the new guy. And with that, the Malva is now cut out. The reason why he can still be Malchut by Shtar, Mechir Shtaris, is because he still had a Shiv, retained the Shiv Raguf. Because when you're dealing with classic Kenyan, Shiv Raguf can't move. But now in this new magical world, Hilchus Bo Taima of Maimon Shlachtan, where you actually Chazal gives the power to, in the presence of a Lova, change the Shiv Raguf.
Yeah, so of course, then it just follows logically, not stronger, weaker.
And the Shiv Raguf, the Mechila is in the hands of whoever the Shiv Raguf is. You move the Shiv Raguf.
Mechila transfers as well. So now we begin to appreciate, and again, it's the three different approaches to understanding Maimon Shlachtan. Shtayim Shem Shalosh, is it a Hakna, and that comes in two flavors, the Malva Lova, or is it fundamental? It's the Sfaradim hold that way. Ramban, the Ritva, maybe aligned with the Rif's understanding of Chir Shtaris, versus Ashkenazim, Ibn Atam, the Ritva, or the Rosh, say it's not Kinyan at all. It's a totally new type of a thing, a new category. And then, as the Rosh said, you want to know why Chazal need to create this whole new category. Usually the rule is, as we began the year, Chazal, in general, they create new Din Rabban. They're supposed to create new Din Rabban to deal with issues, but as much as possible, it's meant to work with the pre-existing categories of Allah. Yeah, but here there's a need that requires, the whole point is I need a way of transferring debt that's as good as cash. I need to have a way that the mocher is cut out, it can't be mocher. Through that, I have to transfer the Shibra Guf. How do I transfer Shibra Guf? It does not need to be in the not nispas in king. Okay, we create a new, different type of thing, a hafka of the Shibra.
And that's what my Mishloshin is, a totally new type of thing. That talk is
Hilchus Lotayim.
So Baruch Hashem, there's always more to say, but this, I think, brings together a lot of the key ideas in my Mishloshin, and it roots it very much, even though this is a Hilchus Lotayim, but it roots it very much in a lot of ideas that we have dealt with throughout. Mishnei Shibudim and Dvarim, which are Nitnukin, Dvarim, and not Nitnukin. Baruch Hashem, it really brings a lot of threads together. And the Bechlal, Baruch Hashem, the last couple of sugyas have been fresh and at the same time already brought threads together and got us into the world of Chazara.